This is a replay of the Wednesday night, June 10th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us, and it's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it's on mine. All I ask is that it have absolutely no importance whatsoever. And I came across a headline today that absolutely explains why we don't talk about politics on this show. Here is my favorite headline of the week, actually. Here you go. Direct headline. Food stamps go to 186,000 dead people and stopping them might be difficult. No, this can't be that difficult. Meanwhile, I bothered not to read the article, but you get the idea. Yeah, my you know, I'm like a dying heifer in a hailstorm when I read this stuff. My eyes just circulate round and round. And Soroya is in Detroit, which is good news. She's awake. Welcome to WGN Radio. How you been, Soroya?
Hey, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. So tell me what you're doing, what you've been doing. What's up?
Well, been doing lots of stuff, but I told John I want to talk to you about Northern soul music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I figured you'd like that versus the headlines about dead people and...
Yeah. Come on. Right, exactly. 186,000 they know are getting... It's hard to stop this? No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm slightly confused about that in general. Yeah. You know, they're dead, so what's confusing?
Well, I'm sure that the article has deep political reasoning, but it's the kind of thing that I don't even want to read it. If they're dead, they're dead, you know, but apparently there's more to it than that. So
I would say something that's inappropriate for right now, but I'm not going to do that. So I made a list of things that we used to talk about on your old show as far as Northern Soul goes. Northern Soul goes. You got me introduced to a lot of music. I started listening to you in 2003. Raleigh, I'm 50, by the way.
Which is wonderful. You've made it this far.
Which again, that's insane. I started listening to you when I was 38.
And not much. You know, and really, not much has changed since then, has it?
You know? No, not really. Yeah. You know, I'm achy now. Like I'm slow now, which I hate. I still think I'm fast. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But if there's things I could talk to you about... You got me into the Artistics.
Yeah.
And the Roulettes and the Blossoms.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we first started talking, I loved 60s girl groups, and you just took it to the next level.
Yeah. Well, Northern Soul is interesting in that, you know the origin, right? And this didn't come out for quite a while. And when I found that they were just picking the frenetic records to give them an amphetamine high, that's why the cops were shutting them down, I thought, this isn't so neat after all. And that's the all-nighters. Actually, Northern Soul goes before that. The mid-60s probably is when the British people started really hitting it, places like Twisted Wheel. And and all that.
Right.
And, you know, to this day, I wonder how they heard half of it, because most of it is stuff that people listening to mainstream American radio never heard. But the guy who coined the term was Dave Godden. And so he came up with Northern Soul because of all the kids from the industrial north of England who were traveling down to London specifically to buy, and he had a record store, to buy the energetic, upbeat, here we go, and Forgotten Soul record. And then the All-Nighters hit, which I thought was great. Wigan Casino and Blackpool Mecca and The Torch, Stoke-on-Trent and Catacombs, you know, all these wonderful places. And I thought, wouldn't that be great? And probably Wigan Casino is the most famous of any of them. And I, you know, because to me, you know, it goes to like 5 in the morning. These are my hours. So I figure these are my people.
Right.
Yeah, these are
vampire.
Absolutely.
And then I. Vampire.
Yeah, right. And then I come to find out, no, it's Better Living Through Chemistry. The cops weren't shutting them down because they were on all night. It's because it was all amphetamines. They were getting shut down for drug use. Yeah, and see, that's why...
That's terrible.
Well, that's exactly it. That's the history of Northern Soul music, is drug abuse. And so from that standpoint, I'm like, oh, this isn't so wonderful after all. But they they did find some... And when you listen to it, by the way, when you look at like the top 100 and all that, you can kind of pick out the beat that they're going to like. And when that happens, you realize, oh, yes, it's absolutely the Better Living Through Chemistry plan. And so, you know, they closed them down. And a lot of people kept the culture alive. In fact, that's what Keep the Faith comes from. That's the rallying cry and all that. You know, it's, I think it's a great body of music, the same way that the East L.A. oldies or the beach music in the South.
Right. Of course.
Because it's just wonderful.
Lowrider
oldies,
yeah, for sure.
But the history of it is drug use. So there you go.
Well, it's funny about that, though. I got introduced from you. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know about all the rest of it, because I was listening to your show, and I'm like, I love this music. And then we would keep building at it. We'd talk about what I liked girl group-wise, and there were better things I could listen to based on what I like. It's so funny to hear that now. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're all just drugged up. It's like the DMF Music Festival here, where they're all on fucking, they're all on amphetamines, same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it. But still, there are some great finds, and I find it amazing, and I love that Frank Wilson, who of course you know, wrote "Do I Love You," you know, said you people are obsessed with failure, and a great line. But my God, the last time I checked, I think it sold for something like £50,000. So failure sounds good to me.
So they're really obsessed with it. So can I request something?
Absolutely. What is it you would like to hear?
I'm going to give you a couple picks. You can play something from the Artistics, who I love.
Okay. Well, you know, I love Patty Cake, but there's others as well.
Yeah, and you play something. DeeDee Sharp did I Really Love You, but the Ambassadors did amazing, too.
Yes, the Ambassadors did a good cover of that. All right. I like both ones. It's just a great record. And
so, can I request that you play The Ambassadors? Because I love it.
Absolutely.
And I really wish I could find it to put on a playlist, but I can't.
Really? That record's hard.
I can't.
It's hard to find.
It's hard to find on Spotify, which is my main thing. On YouTube, for sure, but then I go through commercials. Like, I remember telling you back in the day, I went to the Salvation Army and got a bunch of records, including Sapphire, which I know you love.
Yeah.
One night, I went out very far, and I got the Sapphires and DeeDee Sharp and some stuff on Cameo. Cameo was a huge... And by the way, thank you, Raleigh, for teaching me about Cameo and record labels. I didn't know. How would I?
Yeah, it was a great little label, and a lot of it is because that wonderful, wonderful studio and you know, recording engineer who just had a sound that was like nothing else.
Yeah, and I feel like Chess was part of it, and
sure.
Well... As somebody who's 50, I know this. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Well, OK actually goes back to the 20s. I mean, this is a long label with a long history. And, of course, it was distributed by Columbia for years, kind of as their R&B label. So, yeah, it's interesting to note. And I kind of like to find out, where were these records cut? You know, because I think there's a certain hell for audio engineers who overmodulate. You know, I don't think that's forgivable. I think you go to the last level of hell for overmodulating a good song. song. But
for sure.
Yeah. One guy who was always perfect was Joe Tarsia. And that's the Cameo Parkway stuff, among other things. And so all that wonderful sound, it was him.
Well, thanks, Raleigh, for talking to me. And play. I'd love to hear the Ambassadors on a break.
If you
make that happen.
You will hear the Ambassadors next.
Well, thank you so much, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Do it again soon.
I will, for sure.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so I know sleep is sacred, but it's good to hear from Soroya when she's awake. So, yes, the Ambassadors are coming up, and we've got Cindy in Chicago, and we've got you, too, and your requests on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, a fine version of that song. The Ambassadors, 1969. Of course, it was an Arctic. I say of course because Jimmy Bishop, WHAT, disc jockey, had that label. And he actually was a co-writer of that song with Kenny Gamble. And in 1965, of course, it was recorded by Dee Dee Sharp. A wonderful version. But 4 years later, I think it was Sigma, but I'm not sure where they recorded it. But anyway, they put it out as a single on Arctic, and it was distributed by Jamie Guyton. And it is a wonderful choice. So I thank Soroya for suggesting that. So 888-876-5593 is going to take us to Cindy in Chicago. What's up, Cindy?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about maybe a couple things, but anyhow, and I wanted to talk about J. Marvin, too.
Okay.
You know, but then anyhow, I heard a song, well, WJMK was playing real terrible music when I was going around doing my...
Okay.
I mean, normally, you know, a lot of doo-wop songs and good songs, but then it was just a really bad patch. But then when I went out in the evening for, I clipped the coffee at Mariano's and got a big can for $10. I swear, under 10. But then anyhow, I heard this song. It was so cute. It was, I don't know if you would call it doo-wop. It was a song, I never heard it before. Nobody ever plays this song. So I don't know the title, but some of the words were, you have to decide, it's up to you.
I need more than that.
I don't know what it was. I can't, you know, I love you. I love you, but you have to decide. It's up to you. I guess, I don't know. I never heard it before. You know, I can't, I don't know. And I can't.
Well, you know, when you say things like it's up to you, I mean, that's everybody from Ricky Nelson on to Pennywise, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that that's just there.
Common lyrics.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, there's a Barbra Streisand record called It's Up to You, but
I don't know what okay. Well, I can't have pen and paper when I'm driving in the car. I wish I could.
Well, you could have a little recorder.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, record the stuff.
That's an idea. I could do.
Yeah, no, that used to drive me crazy, too. And, of course, I had a reel-to-reel in the car. But after a while, later, when I didn't, I would just take a little handheld, like a notation-type recorder. And hell, in digital, they're cheap as hell, and you can get them. And then just capture it.
All right, I'll do that. All right, and then... The other thing is I can't find any facts out about this screw worm deal. All I know is that the governor of Texas declared a disaster area, and it's only like in four cows or four a dog, and so I don't know. I mean, and I bought all whitefish when I went grocery shopping because I don't know. It just grossed me out. I don't know what to think of it. And Mike said it.
I wouldn't think about it. You know, I mean, these are things that I wouldn't spend any time worrying about at this point, because you're talking about Texas livestock, for God's sakes. So the likelihood right now of you having a problem with it. It's interesting, by declaring a declaration, what he's doing, of course, is, accessing new funds. And I think what they're trying to do is like sterile flies or something to.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Let me play a little of the Rick Nelson It's Up to You. Then we're going to do the news, and you'll tell me whether that's the song you're looking for, because I'm trying to think of what they would have played, and that's one that comes to mind.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can.
All right, so we'll find out after the news if we're right on that on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Those are The Doors, Roadhouse Blues, 1970 on Elektra. And it was Eduardo who had requested that a while ago, and hopefully he heard it. All right, now back to Cindy. So, was that the right It's Up to You?
Yeah, that's the song.
All right, it's Rick Nelson.
Okay, but then I wanted to talk about J. Marvin. He tried a new medication, and he talked real crazy on WLS radio, and I think he was fired. He was gone after he did that.
All right, like now, remember, he's been dead quite a while since 2023. He left radio in 2010 because he had a number of problems. Now, even before that, he was a diagnosed manic depressive, so he had bipolar and all that. But what happened, he got very sick, and he had an anaerobic infection, like, on his spine. It was really gnarly and grisly. And it was really bad. And that that led to the suicide attempt more than anything else. And but after a while, what happened by, I'd say, 2014 or so, he started to take up painting. And, in fact, he did a show, I know, back in Denver, where he had worked for several years prior to that. And so he was painting, but obviously he He didn't, you know, didn't wind up coming back to radio full time. So that was his story, and not a good one, sadly. You know, as far as his health.
He didn't deserve to die. Like,
well, who does? As far as that goes.
Especially, he was just so great. But then, anyhow, I guess the reason he was just gone from WLS the day he talked crazy from trying a new medicine. And then the thing is, I know better. You know, like when I get really, you know, have bipolar problems and start getting thinking crazy, I call the professional. But I talked crazy to a family member, and now she don't want nothing to do with me. And I did tell her, I don't know if it was just some stress because I had a test, you know, a mammogram, and that, you know, there's a lot of cancer in my our family, and it's always, you know, I don't know, I tried to explain it to her, but I don't know, she didn't text back, and maybe she just needs a chance. I mean, and I explained it to her, I'm an Albert too, there's just mental illness in our, some people don't make the connection. It's like, okay, I have bipolar, and I'm going to make a mistake once, you know, that's the first time I ever did that to someone. You know, like a family, you know, I know better, but I'm getting older, and I'm like, well, am I starting to get dementia? I don't know. You know, but hopefully, I don't know. And she's you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, in any event, Jay Marvin was actually at WLS twice, and you know,
more
you
could, than yeah, more than that. I
well,
think.
No, twice as far as full time, and so you know, there are stories online if you wanted to read it, and you know, sadly, he's rest in peace. He's been gone about 3 or 4 years now, and that's the deal. So, all right.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it. You can play the song.
Oh, you mean the part I played wasn't enough? Okay, yeah, I'll try. Okay, thanks. Good deal.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, yeah, actually, I'd take it over Roadhouse Blues also, but truth be known. But so we'll get you on the list. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
I didn't even know why you played that song.
Well, because Eduardo wanted to hear it.
Oh.
It's requests. That's what it's about. All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Yeah, unless I absolutely hate them, you're going to hear them if someone requests it. Now, like I say, I draw the line at quite a bit, but, you know, Roadhouse Blues, I wouldn't pick it myself, but I also wouldn't run out of the room screaming. All right, Mike is in Elmwood Park and has some requests, and what is it you want to hear?
Yeah, Raleigh, it's Mike from Elmwood Park. 60-Minute Man by...
Billy Ward and the Dominoes.
Dominoes.
Yeah, Billy Ward and the Dominoes, of course.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, don't you love the answer record? Can't do 60 no more.
And the other one is Once in a While by the Chimes.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
Sure. You betcha. I'll do it.
Thanks, Raleigh. I got you on all night.
Well, good to have you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So yeah, once in a while, I haven't played that in a while. I play it once in a while is what I do, and so we will again. But right now, I'm going to talk about radio. Most importantly, the Sea Crane Company. And if you're a radio fan, I know you're aware of this. But if you haven't been there recently, or for some reason you've just been evaded by the news, go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Bob Crane should be knighted many, many decades ago now when radio reception was just lousy. He said, I can do better, and he did. And that's the foundation of the Sea Crane Company, great radio reception, AM and FM. But now every product he's developed has other interesting features as well. And one of the neatest is the CC Radio 3, especially if reception is your thing. Because long-range AM and FM reception is good as any radio you're going to get, period. And it makes a great bedside companion. John keeps it by his side of the bed, and it is wonderful. Of course, it's got the NOAA weather alerts, and it's also got the 2-meter ham band, so you can hear information you won't hear anything else. But the sound is good enough that a lot of people use it as a Bluetooth speaker, and it's got the Bluetooth capabilities for you to do that, and it does sound good. Not only that, but it's got separate bass and treble controls, and you can tune it to your perfect pitch. Whatever it is you want to hear, you can make it sound like that. And this week only, because it's not cheap, tell you right up. But this week only, you can save 10%, not only on the CC Radio 3, but your entire order from the Sea Crane Company. So if there's something else you've been wanting, this is a great time in honor of Father's Day. All this week, 10% off. So check it out. Go to ccradio.com. Look at the CC Radio 3. And it's got all the bells and whistles you'd want for your bedside companion, like an alarm and a clock and a timer and a dial light and some presets and all that kind of stuff. But man, the reception will just blow anything else out of the water. So ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Now, if for some reason you can't go online, well, all is not lost because they have terrific customer service and they'd love to hear from you. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. You can order by phone, but even if you're going to order online and have some questions or want some specifications, give them a call. 800-522-TUNE. But when you can, go to ccradio.com. You'll not only get some great products, but great information about radio, too. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near, to never leave me all alone. I need your love, so darling, please be fair. Let me know where I stand, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up to you. You know it's not for me to say you love me too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's Rick Nelson. Yeah, he put his foot down and said, I'm too old to be Ricky now. So, Rick Nelson. On Imperial Lou Chud's label, you betcha, 1962, Jerry Fuller wrote it and produced it. And Ozzy could hire the best. And he did for Rick, as far as that goes. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. All right. I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about, because what I see here is about 27 consonants in search of a few words. Sometimes when you're typing, your fingers are on the wrong keys, and then it comes out strange. So John in Covington is going to have to tell us what he wants to talk about.
Hey, Raleigh, there's so many of the audience, and I tend to really care about them. I don't even know them in your listening audience. But, you know, what was having the big C myself and which is, hey, that's just the way it is, and glaucoma, you know, possibly permanent vision of loss. I have 30% in one eye, and that's it. But anyway, when I get down in the dumps, and you don't have to be a horse racing fan to appreciate this, so if you're not, just give it a try. What I do is I listen to the live call of the Belmont Stakes, which Secretary won by like 31 lengths. When I get down in the dumps, I listen to that, and it just brightens my mood. And I just wanted to share that with the audience.
That's great. Now, for some people, it would leave them cold, but you bring up a good thing, because everybody has something that floats their boat, and it's a good idea to find it And that way you can do that. And also, to honor your depression, you know, in my case, because of some health problems, I had a lot of chemical depression growing up. And after a while, I recognized it. And I'd say, oh, I'm feeling depressed. I'm going to have a pity party now. I'm going to listen to all my favorite oldies and just be miserable. And it was fine. You know, in other words, take it outside yourself. And just because you feel that way, it doesn't have to be you. You don't have to make it real.
Yeah, as I say, the thing is, this isn't a request because it's not a record, but you can go to YouTube and it's all over the place on YouTube. So, you don't have to be a horse racing fan to enjoy this. Just give it a try. I'm telling everyone that.
That's good. But again, what does it for each of us is individual. And if that doesn't, that's fine. Look for something else. Something will be, your salve, if you will. And it's a question of finding it.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not forcing them to do it, but you're right. Just find something within yourself that you like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
That does it for me. That doesn't mean it's going to do it for you.
But
I totally get that.
Yeah, but something will, and I agree I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a time
Thank
to be totally selfish. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Because when that happens, it's all about you. Just find something that that you thoroughly enjoy. Or just immerse yourself in the misery. And I literally go, it's chemical, but boy, I'm going to enjoy feeling miserable. I can't wait to just lie here and listen to everything I love. And it was fine. So, I'm still here. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, I believe Eduardo in Tampa calling back, Mr. Roadhouse Blues. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you for playing that request.
Oh, sure. Happy to.
Yeah, you didn't forget.
No.
I got a Blu-ray movie from Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Now, I got a DVD player. This might be like a silly question, but I thought they were compatible. Apparently, they're not, because I put
it on earlier
this evening, and it doesn't work.
No, they're not necessarily backward compatible at all.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I got other DVDs and they work, but this
different technology.
I got this Blu-ray and it didn't work.
That's right, it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why did they say it did?
Wait a minute. Did they say it did?
Yeah, I told them I had a DVD player, and so it worked.
No. Oh, I see. Somebody.
That was Barnes & Noble.
All right. Somebody told you it worked. Because some things are multi-format, and so if something's on the label, but for the most part, no, it won't. So, I don't know what to say. You can bring it back, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So here's the thing: what I'm going to do, because I have a 40 something credit at Amazon. So. And I found the DVD for this movie. By the way, the movie's a bridge too far because I'm into the World War II stuff.
By the way, let me mention, and John just did, and I should have thought of this, but the technology is backwards compatible, meaning if you have a Blu-ray player, it will play a DVD. But if you have a DVD player, it will not play a Blu-ray.
Oh, well, there's the answer.
So it could have been when he said, it'll play DVDs. Yes, if you're starting with a Blu-ray player, it's backward compatible to DVDs, but DVDs, of course, aren't going to be forward compatible to Blu-rays.
Yeah, I found the DVD on Amazon, so I'm going to get that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to return this one to Barnes, and I'm going to get the one from Amazon.
Yeah, and if they give you crap, ask for the manager and just say, hey, you assured me this would work on DVD.
No, I got a receipt.
Well, I know you've got a receipt.
It's on,
but some people.
And it's a carton, and I got the receipt, so it'll be fine.
Right. But in case it ever isn't, just remember that you bought it based on their assurances, and it wasn't true. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. Thank you, Raleigh.
Absolutely. Okay. Good deal. All right. So, most things are backward compatible, but, by definition, it's not going to be forward compatible. So there you have that. 888-876-5593. They opened a micro center in Phoenix. So, of course, I had to go. And that's what we did today. And always a danger going through there because John said, oh, a Neo. I think I'd like a Neo. Okay, we'll get a Neo. I actually just came for were some switches, but fine. So we added a Neo to our arsenal of electronics, so to speak. And that's because I complained that John was doing email, all his email on the phone. And I don't like iOS to begin with, and I really don't like the fact that when you're doing it on the phone, invariably you're not printing and you're not saving in the same way and all that. So I said no. Well, so I created the monster. So now we've added a Neo. And yeah, but I did get my switches because I've been hunting down a problem for a while, and it turned out I had another D-Link fail. And so that's my second D-Link switch that failed. So that's it. You get two chances with me. So we're trying TP this time. We'll see how it goes. So that's the deal in the electronics world, and we'll pick it up after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that was it. Mike and Elmwood wanted the Chimes. He got the Chimes once in a while on Tag 1960. They were a group of guys from Brooklyn, and white guys, and had a couple records out. That was the only hit, though Summer Love was a really nice song. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got some requests. All right, Stan and Dearborn, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh.
How are you? I missed you Monday. I figured you would have known them all.
Well, I knew a few of them, and I waited too long. And when I waited, the lines were pretty busy, and they couldn't get through.
Oh.
But anyway, I know Fran got the platter, so congratulations to her.
And she was the only one. Everything else nobody got.
Well, you had some great picks, too. I had to comment on your picks, the Elgins. That was a nice song.
Yeah.
I like that.
You found
Did they any relation to
no.
the Elgins
no.
on Love Town?
I don't think so. This was an L.A.
Love
group. They were an L.A. group, and they never had a hit. I'm sorry to say.
Love Town Records was from California.
Yeah, they were on most of the early stuff was like on Valiant, the thing that the association was on. And
Valiant,
I think that most everything I've got by them is Valiant. And then I've got a CD. Someone put out a CD. I'm sure it's all boots, but it's a lot of fun. But Valiant's all I know. So I guess anything is possible. They're they're from L.A. It was a mid-60s group. And I don't even know anybody in the group.
I was trying to think of the guy's name from Lumtone.
Oh, Lumtone Records. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Records. Yeah. Harvey Lumley or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was great. It was Lummy Fowler.
Lummy, that's it.
Lummy Fowler. And the, yeah, there you go. And he was from L.A., and he had, I remember that was downtown.
They had two releases on Lumtone.
Yeah, well, a number of, you know, there were several. The Upfronts did a number of things. The Colognes did a number of things. And but I just looked this up. I looked at this up, and the Elgins, Winner Never Quits on Lumtone. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so that's 63.
Oh, that's done, yeah.
So that would actually be before the stuff that was on Valiant.
Yeah, yeah, because this would be in the 50s, late 50s, well, 57, 58, 59 maybe.
Yeah, or 1960, 60, yeah, right in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it could be as late as 63, but they absolutely, that was a weird little label.
And then he had the Precisions from Detroit.
Right.
That was a good song.
Right.
And I was going to tell you about a couple other ones that the Precisions had on D-Town before they went to Drew Records.
Yeah.
Was a Mexican Love Song.
Uh-huh.
And My Lover Come Back.
Okay.
Those are two medium tempo ballads with some rhythm in it.
Right.
I think you would like those because... I think we have similar.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm writing this down. I will look for that. I might actually have Mexican Love Song, but I don't remember what it was. But there were then, like you mentioned, Drew and Sugar Ain't Sweet and some others, I think. But Mexican Love.
Yeah, this was before Drew. These would be 64, 65 on D-Town.
D-Town, yeah. All right. Good.
And the Fabulous Pearls.
Oh yeah.
My Heart's Desire. That I've got that 45, believe it or not.
I do.
And I was thinking that there was a few other songs, different songs with the same title.
Yes.
My Heart's Desire.
Yeah. Oh, isn't there though? So you're absolutely right
about
that.
The Avalon, Unart.
Right.
Wheels on Premium.
Right, right. But yeah, and you know, I found it interesting that the Fabulous Pearls, and you know, they were on Dootsie Williams' label, but you know, they were like in Tacoma or something. I have no idea who they were or what became of them. I mean, I know the names because they're listed, but I've never heard of any of them. So
yeah, I tried to get all the Dootone records when I was collecting.
Oh wow, okay,
you know, that was one of them, so that's why I got it.
Yeah, 1959. You betcha. Yeah.
You know, the Blenders on the Class label had a good version of My Heart's Desire.
Right. Gonna write that down.
You know, different song, but...
Well, yeah, absolutely a different... Right. It's one of those titles where you'll see it repeatedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard from a source of mine about the Vitones.
You did? What do we know?
Well, not very much more. This is what from Chuck of from the Doo-Wop Cafe sent me an email.
Okay.
And I tried to forward it to you. I don't know if I did or not. I'm not real good with these phone things. When it had a mouse and I could click on everything and it gave me a description, I could do it. But anyway, there was a group called the Biscaynes.
Yes, absolutely.
They later became the Biscaynes.
Yes.
They were also the Vitones.
No, I don't think that's the same Vitones because those Biscaynes became Sly and the Family Stone.
Right, that's right.
These are not not the same Vitones.
Right, that's what I put down. I said, this can't be our Vitones.
No, it is not our Vitones. And
right.
yes, I come across those Vitones regularly. And,
okay.
And it's not them.
Yeah, I see they had one release on, let's see, what was it, on Arlene Records.
Okay.
1961.
But, you know...
Stop.
If you
what
look,
you are doing to me.
If you look on like on discos, you see a few of them. I mean, Elvira and the Vitones, clearly not, you know. But so you will, you will see. But I'd say half a dozen different Vitones, and you know, but none of them seem to work for me. I think the
right.
Also if you look at the picture of the Vitones, the leads, well, the girl singers, they've got two of them, look remarkably white, and I do not think that is a white girl singing.
Right.
So I mean, not meaning to be racist, but and I love it, but doesn't sound like it. So I don't.
Did you know a DJ named Roger Ashby from Chum Radio?
Well, I didn't know him personally, but absolutely, I heard him. You betcha.
You love him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still calling his hotline and trying to get some information on the Viscounts, and I found out he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He started there in like 69 or so. He was there in the early 70s.
Yeah. And, well, he used to do an oldie show that was broadcast on one of the stations that we could get in here in Detroit from Canada. It was
right.
And this was only, I think they, up until about 2021 maybe, or 22, he went off the air. They cut it off. It was a syndicated show. And he was still taking requests and calls.
I know, he had the big retirement in like 2018, and that was 50 years and all that. But
Yeah.
So I did. You know, actually, I'm not sure I did know he passed away. When did he?
Well, I got onto a website that said passed away. I think it was 2024.
Really? Well, let me see. That's interesting. All right. I'm looking Roger Ashby Chum Obit and coming up with nothing.
Oh.
So, I knew.
Why not be to say Roger Ashby?
Well,
there's Chum Radio.
Right. Well, that would, and you know, isn't that sad? Maybe in fact he did, and there's absolutely, because you know that retirement announcement comes up everywhere. You know, we had heard about that,
mm-hmm.
and that was 50 years at Chum, and that was all in the news. But let's go to the Chum tribute site, because usually, he was there from 1969 to 1985 on the air. Yes, we know. All right, so let's see. I don't see at the end of this, I'm looking for anything. Yeah, and here's the show you know. Returned to radio in March 2020, hosting the nationally syndicated 3-hour The Roger Ashby Oldies Show. And,
yeah.
But no, the last I know was all that 2018 he retired. So if he is gone, I don't know it.
Yeah, that was my my Canadian source. I was trying to get some info on the Vitones.
Yeah.
Because I think they might be from Toronto or Montreal.
Oh, that's fascinating.
That label is,
perhaps. Yeah, we don't know. I still think it's an amalgamation of CHA and MAL. I think they're two names.
Yeah.
But whose names, I don't know. Wow. Well, maybe they are Canadian. Who knows? I don't. I know they're not the ones who wear the Biscaynes and Biscayne
right.
and all of that. But
right.
no, I all I'm coming up with is retirement. I'm not, which I'm pleased is that is still the case. There are several Roger Ashbys who were dead, but they're not him.
Maybe I got one of those.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I hope he's not.
And then I was going to ask you about some requests. I sent some requests for you. Not sent them, but I told you about them a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And
tell me again, and I'll play them.
Maybe you didn't write them down.
Well,
I don't think.
Let me write them on this particular thing. Yeah. All right. So what do we got?
I was going to give one for Chicago, one for Detroit, and one other. So for Chicago, I gave you "The Darkest Night" by the Gems off the Drexel label.
Okay.
Chicago. And for Detroit, I put down Needed by the Voice Masters.
Okay.
An Anna label. It's Anna Gordy.
Yeah, right.
And the other one was Waiting Around for You by the Counts.
All right.
That label.
All right.
And I think your audience might like that.
Yeah, I absolutely
Chicago.
Do, too. I'm looking. I don't know. I probably. Oh wait! I got them. They're on this list. Yes, the counts were on dot.
Okay.
And
okay, yeah.
Yeah. No. I absolutely have them here now. Exactly. I guess it was right ahead of "Is It a Crime" by Mariah the Scientist, which I don't plan to play for Chris and Greenwood. So, you know.
I was just hoping you didn't put it in the same category.
No.
Pink elephants.
Oh God! Tell me about that. Is that not painful or what?
Oh, it was terrible. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that absolutely torture is what that was.
So yeah, sometimes I don't know how you do it.
I'll tell you, that was easier than Bolero, but Yeah, I draw the line at Bolero there. That ain't going to be happening again. So yeah. All right. So good. Well, I will, my bad that I didn't do that earlier. I will make up for that, and I will, assuming I can find them all, but I think I've got them all. All right.
Yeah, I liked your selection for Jackie Wilson when you were talking to.
Oh yeah, am I the man? Yeah, there's wonderful. I just don't like his ballads, but his up tempo stuff is great.
And he had a couple good ones with the Dominoes too, with Rags to Riches.
Oh right, yes.
Band Down.
Yes.
And a lot of his early stuff, like I'll Be Satisfied, and You Better Know It.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, those are big
that
records.
Talk.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. No, ton of that stuff. Those were hits, and for good reason too.
Yeah, and Soul Galore was one that probably didn't make it to the top. I don't know, top 40 stations. I know it was on our WCHB, and there's one, I'm So Lonely. It starts out kind of like Lonely Teardrops. It's
right.
I'm So Lonely.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That may be on this.
And one that I always liked was I'm Coming On Home to You with a great bass band from one of the gospel groups. That I'm trying to think of its name. It's a very popular name. Can't think of it now.
But here I have it on my desktop. I'm So Lonely, so that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope I have the gems on this computer, but we'll find out.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard one to get.
Oh no, it's on here. It's absolutely on here.
Good.
All right, and sometimes I wonder, you know, what was I thinking, and why do I sometimes remember these records? So Yeah, and then, of course, I hear them. And, of course, Gems, that's another one of those names. You got a lot of groups. So,
I should have told you the male group, Gems.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Darkest Night, yeah, absolutely. So, and I got that right here, too. Good, good, good. Let's see. Is the Voice Masters on here? I don't know. I don't think I did. But I can get it. I probably got it on 45 somewhere in the counts, I would bet. Yes. Pretty sure Waiting Around for You. All right. Well, we will play your records.
Okay. Have you heard of the Ray Burr label?
Oh, of course. And the Ray Burr, and the Ray Burr Voices.
Yeah. Just like
Renoma and Barry.
Label.
Right. Right.
Ray for Ray Bolda.
And Barry.
Yeah,
right.
Barry, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And they had, I say, the Ray Burr Voices had some interesting stuff. So,
Yeah,
absolutely. But yes, that was good. Yeah, Happy Blue. Yeah. Herman Griffin, who was married to, what's her name? That's terrible. What's her name? But
Mary Wells.
Yeah. Happy Blue and The World is a Better Place. I liked both of them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he was part of the reason that she wound up leaving Motown. I think he encouraged that. I hate to say it. So, big mistake. Anyway.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah. Although some of the stuff on Echo and stuff, she had some really sweet records, but she shouldn't have just walked like that, I don't think.
Yeah, 20th Century had a couple good ones,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we will do it. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, good. Okay, bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
So good deal. I'll absolutely play one of those next, maybe. I don't know which one. Jackie Wills. No, the Gems. We'll go with the Gems. And Lisa from Dundee wants Rocky Burnett. Sure. We were talking about his dad, Johnny. So why not? And Ruth. Oh, yeah, Ruth. We're going to have to talk. Ruth and I are going to have to talk because of her love letters request. So all that and more. Fran and Austin and Cindy. And so let's release the line for Stan in case you want to call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The darkest night, is so long without you. Loneliness crowds me in my empty room. Though I was wrong, dear, to ever doubt you. I was a fool, dear love, when I left.
Evanston's Own, The Gems, 1952, I think they started singing, but that was 1955 or 56, depending upon source, and that was on Drexel. So, yes, a fine song. It's a flip side, actually. I think the A side was One Woman Man. All right, so a good suggestion of Stan's. Lisa in Dundee, welcome, let's see if I can say that here, to WGN Radio. How's it going, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. All right. So we're going to talk
How are the bugs doing?
Oh, yeah, well, well, yeah, not too bad today. So we'll see.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So,
excellent.
Yes. Now, how are you feeling?
I'm fine.
All right.
Hanging in there.
Good.
You know, yesterday you were talking about the Burnetts, and it reminded me of Rocky Burnett, and I wasn't sure if that's part of the same family
or not. It's Johnny's son.
Oh.
And he's having a birthday this week, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think his birthday is like June 12th. Why I remember that, I don't know. But, yeah, Rocky Burnett is definitely Johnny Burnett's son. And Dorsey was his uncle.
He had a great hit.
Towing the Line.
I don't know if he had more than one, but
no, that
Towing
was
the Line.
Yeah, Tired of Towing the Line was it.
Yeah. That was, what, late 80s? Or?
Yeah, it was certainly, certainly in there. And trying to think what year. He wrote that with Ron Coleman, who was a guy who used to play bass for the Everly Brothers. But that would have been, I think, 79, actually. I'm trying to think where I was at the time.
That early.
Yeah, I think it was 79. And so that was the deal. But, yeah, I thought he was just terrific. And, of course, he was very young.
I did too.
You know, very, very young when his dad drowned. So that was sad. He was born in Memphis, and, you know, I think they were out in L.A. after that. And so, yeah, Tired of Towing the Line became a huge hit in 1980, but it came out in 79, I think. And so
he didn't have any other hits then?
No, no, absolutely not.
I'm so surprised. It was that rockabilly stuff, and I really liked that.
Yeah, he went and did some stuff like many folks in the UK. And and of course, Tired of Towing the Line hit. But then he did something else that was a hit in the UK, but did nothing here. He wrote a record for Percy Sledge, and that was, you know, about a decade after that. But Barry Goldberg was producing that. But I know he tours at Rockabilly Show. Rockabilly shows, and you know, and he's been on a number of things, but really the son of rock and roll was the album on EMI in 79, and that was the hit, and that, you know, sadly he's a one-hit wonder, and I thought he was good too.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to do much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I have that album.
And so
because I really enjoyed that song so much.
I think he'll be 73 this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like I said, he was a young, you know, he was a child when Johnny died, which is such a shocker.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, he definitely picked up the musical genes.
Yeah, and like you, I wonder with a lot of that stuff, why was that one hit? You know, I don't know, because I thought I was expecting more.
Yeah. Well, if you feel like playing that song.
Sure.
You know,
I'll be happy to.
It'd be great to hear it again.
I will do it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Yes, and I mean, after all, it is his birthday week, so what better reason could we have than that? All right, 888-876-5593. Now, Ruth and Gurney, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, Raleigh, I am living the fortune cookie dream with centennial celebrations, just filling my head with so much excitement. I thought there was nobody out there doing anything, and all of a sudden I started to do with things on my own. So back to your song request.
Yeah, I want to talk about this a moment, because you said you want to hear Love Letters, And love letters is actually
in the sand.
Okay, that's what you didn't say before. And I've got that. She did that as an album cut, but she didn't do love letters, which was Ketty Lester. But she did do love letters in the sand as an album cut. So that's the one you want to hear. Okay. She's backed by the Jordanaires.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Because I was a bicentennial commissioner 50 years ago, mm-hmm. children's pet parade, bicycle parade, and other things, including the sandcastle building contest. So I wanted that song for that particular reason. And then my Martha Washington costume that I'm trying to find through Kathy Stone, because she was the person I gave it to almost 50 years ago. And I thought to myself, well, I called San Antonio, the League of St. Anthony, and put in a Lincoln, greased their palm with a Lincoln, and hopefully that I will get my costume back for this 250th celebration, because I have lots of things that I want to accomplish with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about what if by some miracles still happen now and then, I get a 200-year-old Martha Washington costume. Would it be red, white, and blue? But how much would it be worth?
Whatever it is, fumigate it.
I'd rather have my original, my very own that I wore at our incredible bicentennial.
Right.
So now, one more other request.
Uh-oh.
Congressperson Brad Schneider, I would like to get fortune cookies delivered to the presidential library, the new one. It's have its first celebration coming up this month. I thought I would get 50 states. Part of them, one third have been done, but I thought I can't get them done cost-wise.
What's this have to do with requests?
A request for Brett Snyder to take a bundle, 50 fortune cookies to the presidential library.
I certainly can't help with that. Unless he puts it on vinyl, I can't do a thing. But
No, this would be through Mayor Brotherhood.
Well,
he can find me.
I have a feeling he doesn't listen to the show. However, we'll
They're looking for every vote they can get.
Very good. Well, there you are. All right. Why listen to me? I don't even know who the damn mayor is, for God's sake. So I'm the last person they should be listening to. All right. We'll play your love letters in the sand, which actually was, I think, in the last session she ever recorded before the plane crash. All right. We'll do it.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Now, when is it going to fit your schedule?
I'll play it for you next.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
And me too.
All right. There we are.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, it was the last session on February of 63, and then, of course, the plane crash. And then it was released, obviously, posthumously. Decca did release it, and no, it wasn't a hit in and of itself, but I'll play it for Ruth. And, Fran from Austin, we got stuff. And Brian from Jefferson City, Missouri is going to be fun. And Cindy called back. All right. Glutton for punishment, I'll tell you what. There's a line available for you, too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
On a day like today, we pass the time away writing love. How you laugh when I cry each time I saw the time take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow over.
I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, that is it. Love Letters in the Sand. It was her last session, like I had mentioned, and she mostly did, they had her doing pop standards and stuff like Faded Love and all that and Love Letters in the Sand. They didn't release that for a year or so. It was a flip side when it came out in 64 on Decca, but it was a great session at Bradley's, obviously, Bradley's Barn. The Jordanaires were the vocalists, and Grady Martin was electric guitar, and Bob Moore was on bass, and Buddy Harmon on drums. So it was a Floyd Kramer, by the way, is playing piano on that. So quite the session. So yeah, knew she did that. But when Ruth had requested Love Letters, I'm thinking, yeah, Love Letters, Keddie Lester, not the same song, but a fine song in and of itself. All right, so is she still with us? It's been too long, and I'm so sorry. Fran and Austin, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. And still breathing. Oh, that's good news.
And I'm still here, still breathing.
Yeah.
Today is kind of a weird anniversary. It is the anniversary of my heart attack.
Oh, God.
You know, and so, I mean, it sounds like a weird thing, but it's like, well, okay. But, you know, at the time, because I kept having to go to the emergency room for one thing or another during that time, or, you know, after that. And I thought, well, you know, I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm starting to have a little bit of the RA coming back to get me. They took me off the methotrexate for a while.
Good.
And I was so happy about that. I got my weekends back.
Yeah.
Because usually I would take that on Friday, and I was just worth nothing for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm hoping, because I go in for my infusion on Friday, so I'm hoping that maybe it's not as bad as it was. It's just starting to get me, and I'm, you know, of course, worried about it.
Well, actually, if you're talking about going in for the infusion on Friday, you're talking about 2 days. So that's pretty nice timing.
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for about a month now, where it's been getting a little worse, and
yeah.
So you know, I'm hoping that she doesn't put me back on the methotrexate.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but it'll come down to is the pain worse or the side effects worse? You know, it's like anything else.
Yeah. And we still can't figure out what's going on with the rashes, but I also have a appointment with an ophthalmologist, and I'm going to see, because I'm prone to getting eye infections, and I couldn't get my prosthetics replaced because my insurance considers that to be cosmetic.
Right.
And I'm wondering, because one ophthalmologist told me a long time ago, and unfortunately never saw him again, that I might be able to get prosthetics based on the fact that without them I get more infections.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, that's a medical necessity. So if you've got an ophthalmologist willing to make that case, medical necessities would negate the fact that they don't cover it. They would cover it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I get tired of wearing sunglasses all the time.
Oh,
and,
of course.
You know, and all that.
Yeah.
And but anyway, okay, I hate to even bring this up, because I had it stuck in my mind, whoever requested that Pink Sugar Elephant.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't stand it, but unfortunately it kept going through my head. And I couldn't think of anything but the Pink Sugar Elephants. And so then you played a song last night.
The train song?
I don't even know where this person...
Yeah.
And it sounded exactly the same. And I, to all the songs...
Yeah.
Well, not that I would expect you to listen to all the songs on that album.
Yeah. Well, what that album is that came out, and that came out later, was kind of all her singles. Hang on a minute. I've blown the news. Don't go away. Stay right where you are,
okay.
And we'll pick it up right after this on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Rocky Burnett. Yeah, I'm sadly a medley of his hit in the U.S. That was released in 1979 in the U.K. They released it a year later here. Snuff Garrett produced it, which is one of the reasons that I love it, because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't get better than Snuff Garrett when it comes to rock and roll production. Well, the kind I like, anyway. All right, now back to Fran in Austin. And sorry about that. All right, Fran. I don't even know what we were talking about. Yeah, what were we talking about?
We were talking about that horrible song.
15 or 17. Elephant. Yeah, 17 Sugar
and
Elephant.
It's terrible when you get a song stuck in your head that you absolutely cannot stand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then the one you were playing last night sounded like exactly the same song, and I've never even heard of this person. Are all of her songs, you know, is that whole album the same song? Pretty much.
Well, I would argue yes, as far as that goes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
And Vashti Bunyan, and she's English.
Oh.
And Great Britain, but folk singer. But apparently, you know, you'd normally think, oh well, that's your basic beatnik, but no. She did go to New York, and that was probably not the best thing she ever did because she discovered Bob Dylan. Oh, man. It was downhill after that, wasn't it? In fact, it was...
I love folk music, and I like Bob Dylan, and I like a lot of things that you would probably cringe at.
Well, you'll know the album then, because there's a famous album on Columbia, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. And
yeah,
that's the one. And so the next year, a friend of her mother's introduced her to the Rolling Stones manager, who at the time, of course, was Andrew Lou Goldman, Oldham, who signed her to fill the gap left by Marianne Faithfull, who left the label. And so she wound up, first thing she recorded, I think, was a Mick Jagger, Keith Richards song, Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind. And that's basically what they call the album, Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind. And
oh, God, it's stuck in my mind, and I wish it would get out. It's still there.
Yep, that was the follow-up. Train Song was... actually, it was a Canadian producer, and I don't remember his name, but that, too, was released on Columbia, and nobody cared about any of that. And so, she continued to record albums and stuff like that, and she was working, meanwhile, as a veterinary tech in London. And so she quit her job in 1967 and took a dog and her guitar, and I guess that's the rest of the deal. She found some guy that she later had three children with. So in any event, heard that Donovan was hoping to set up a community of musicians and artists and poets. And just all this, you know, folky kind of stuff and all that. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, usually, it's funny, I've never heard of her because, you know, I'm pretty up on folk music, but...
I don't think, you know, other than the fact that Columbia dropped those records, but it was sort of like when Columbia would drop singles by soul artists that you'd never hear of, you know. It's just the way it was. But I think other than that, nobody paid attention to her here. And... she wound up about 1970 or so just leaving the business. And that's, you know, when she had the three kids and all that and just spent time with that. And then I guess it was after the new century, whatever we'd call it, she started to do things again. And, of course, you know, things were re-released and all that and suddenly got some traction. You know, she was touring and people were showing up. So that was the deal. And then I think it was about 20 years ago now that they released Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, and that was singles and demos, all the things from 64 to 67. And that's where those two songs, The Elephants and the Trains, came from that I played anyway.
I've got to figure out a way to get them out of my head.
You could find something worse, but I don't know that that's necessarily better.
That's a challenge. That's a challenge.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. There's always I've Never Been to Me.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
See, I told you I could do it. Yep. Yep. Hey, lady. Yep. 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 So, no problem.
Oh, God.
Yes.
At least that doesn't really get stuck in my mind
yet.
So much.
Yet.
It just nauseates me. But,
yeah. You know, that's an interesting thing. I don't know that anybody's ever studied it, but after all, there's 9 zillion doctoral candidates, so maybe somebody did a dissertation on it. But I've always wondered, why is it that certain songs, invariably songs you don't like, get stuck in your mind? What is it about them in particular? Because there's so many bad ones from which to choose.
Oh, yeah. I remember one day I went to work and I had the Hanes underwear commercial stuck in my head.
Oh,
and I kept going around singing, "Wait till we get our Hanes on you." And I'm going, oh, my God, quit it. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Make it stop.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That would get stuck in my head.
Yeah. So I
guess that's good advertising.
It's wonderful advertising. But why those as opposed to some others that are equally bad or if not worse? I don't know.
Oh, I'll have to check. I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, like I say, somebody must have done a dissertation on it somewhere. So, or they should. I don't know what the major would be, but they should. Yeah. So, so that's the deal on Vashti. She's still alive. She's 81, and she's still living in the UK somewhere. So that's,
I hope she's happy wherever she is, and I hope she doesn't sing ever again.
You're right, exactly. I think she probably is happier now than before because, like I say, there was a recent wave of her where people took up interest as far as that goes. So I would kind of a rebirth, if you will. So I would assume that that absolutely floats her boat. How could it not?
Yeah. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. What can I tell you?
We all can't like the same things. If we did,
yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
So.
Well, wonderful to hear from you. Good luck on the shot. I will keep my fingers crossed that you will feel better and not need the dreaded methotrexate.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Keep me posted. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. So, yeah, it's the little things when you get right down to it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And what am I doing here? I don't know. I see. You see, the magic twanger's not behaving once again. So let's see if we can say goodbye to Fran there and say hello to Brian in Jefferson City, Missouri. Welcome to WGN Radio, Brian.
Hey, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right. What's up?
Not much. Who was what Brian was Fran apologizing to? He said, sorry, Brian. I didn't.
Oh, no, the guy who requested Train Song.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, did you know about a month ago, two things, country songwriter Don Schlitz passed away?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that on the Grenville Opry. Mm-hmm. And then today, did you ever know Bill Cody? He did mornings on WSM.
Sure, I knew who he was. He was not anybody I knew, but yeah.
He died yesterday. He'd been dealing with some kind of an illness, heart or liver failure.
Yeah.
And I'd heard that a while back.
And he was young. He was only like
67.
Yeah, 60, that's what I mean. Yeah. He was really young.
And
so,
he'd
so,
been
yeah.
with WSM for like 32 years. And
yeah.
I heard that quite a while back, and then I was up late. Well, last night, this morning, and I turned on WSM on, and they said he'd passed yesterday, and that was quite a shock, because I didn't know what was going on with him. But
yeah, that is a shame. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like I say, that's surprising to me, because he was young, you know, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly
yeah.
Much younger than the people I knew at SM over the years. But I was gone before he got to Nashville, but certainly I had heard him, and I was aware of
him. No, he worked there, Charlie Chase, did you ever know when he worked
You know, he
there?
He was in middays there, and I did not know him. Probably my closest friend was Harold Hensley, who...
I remember listening to Charlie Chase, I guess it was before he got with Lorianne Crook.
Right.
He would do afternoons, I think, on WSM, because in the winter...
After Sajak, right, after Pat Sajak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He would do that, so I knew him kind of before he and Crook and Chase, they did their show back in the day, so... when you lived in Nashville, did you ever go to the Country Music Awards in October?
Unfortunately, yes. I say unfortunately because, remember, I handled Charlie Rich's promotion, and I was there that fateful day when he set the card on fire. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Both 74 and 75,
yep. Yeah. Yep. I started watching them like back in about 1981. When I started listening to country music, and I think then they were only like 90 minutes to show, and then they evolved into like 2 hours and then 3 hours. Mm. I think they are now, but I think you can find a lot of them on YouTube.
Probably so.
I came across a lot of the old country music awards and
probably so.
And stuff, so.
Yeah, it used to be in October they would have that that disc jockey week, if you will, where everybody would fly in and get the autographs and all that. And fans started to really come. So then they formed something called Fanfare. And that was like in June or something. And Disc Jockey Week was in like October. But anyway, I remember Fanfare very well and Disc Jockey Week and the CMA. And then I guess it was 1970 was the first year for the Country Radio Seminar. And they had the Radio Seminar. And through 75, at least through 74 anyway, at the Airport Hilton Inn. And that's where it was. Mm-hmm. And, I look at it now and it's like big things and all this. But it was basically nothing back then for the rest of the country. Because, of course, this was before Urban Cowboy and all that stuff that started making country mainstream. And so the big fight was, even if you were number one in a market, if you were country, you were not getting the national buys. And so, that was the campaign was in the country by country, and it was tough. And so, I remember it very well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I won't keep you. I know you got other callers. So,
I'm delighted. I'm delighted you called, and I'm sorry to hear about Bill. Like I say, he was so young.
Yeah. That was quite a shock. So.
Yeah, it is. It is to me. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
And that was, all post me. When I was there, Sajak was still doing afternoons on SM, and he was great at that, I will say. He was. He also did booth announcing on the weekends for television. I think I don't know if he did the weekend weather or what, but definitely booth announcing. Anyway, it was hilarious. We get an update from Jim in Richmond. That's always fun. All right, Jim, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Raleigh. Just wanted to give you an update.
Yeah.
Called in my prescription for my Tylenol for my heart, and the CVS told me that the doctor rejected it, and that's great because I don't have to worry about that. And I go to see him on the 19th. But what I'm really calling you about is John gave out my number to Karen in Chicago, and we've been having some wonderful conversations.
Good.
And if you really had the time to talk to her, you would be amazed
how much
she had to go through in her life.
Yeah.
And I totally... in support of her. She is now in the neighborhood where I was close to like a quarter of a mile where she's living now, where I grew up. And she is wonderful. And if you ever get her on the phone, I would love for you to ask her all the things that she's gone through. She is wonderful.
Well, she is welcome. She is welcome to call absolutely anytime. But if you're talking about off the air, no, the joke here is the only way to get off my callback list is to die, literally, because of my hours and stuff like that. I don't talk to anybody. But on the air for three hours, I talk to everybody, and I hope she'll call again.
Right, but she calls you all the time.
Yeah.
But I would and love she's welcome for you to talk to her and tell you the stories of what she's gone through. And also, I don't know what else I was going to say, but I just love your show, and I'm getting by, and my vision is slowly getting worse.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday, I go to the doctors, and it's just I don't know what else to do. And
yeah, well, we've talked a lot about this, and you know where I stand on this.
Right, I know. But you talk hours with, you know, time with everybody else. But anybody that wants to call me, John has my number.
Okay.
And I would love to talk to anybody else.
Okay.
Because we talked at least 3 or 4 times, you know, and to hear about what everybody else is going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm here all alone.
Yeah.
And I have no one else to talk to. So, John has my number.
You betcha.
If anybody wants to call me, I would love to talk to them.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted, Jim. I will absolutely do that. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you for everything you've done for me.
Oh, haven't done much, but we've tried.
No, you've done wonderful things for me.
Well, we will talk again soon.
I'm emotional tonight, but I'm all alone.
Yeah, I understand. We'll talk again soon. All right. So, Jim knows where I stand on this. A lot of people are in the same boat where they think they don't have options when, in fact, they do. In fact, my closest friend, Carol Ford, who died last year, and I'm still grieving that every day, but she was one who felt there were things that she couldn't do that she absolutely could have done. But sometimes it's looking outside the box and making changes that are difficult to do. And as far as embracing all the things that make you independent when you're losing your sight, that's tough when you're older. You betcha it's tough, but it's doable, but you've got to do it. All right, so we wish Jim the best. But Eric is a first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. Eric, thanks for calling.
Hi, Riley. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm just calling to express my appreciation for the Vashti Bunyan chat because that's not someone who gets a lot of airplay or gets a lot of discussion. So that was really cool.
Oh yeah, I think that she has a real cult following, but just no mainstream knowledge of her. And probably true in the UK, too. It's sort of a small cadre of people who are devoted fans, and everybody else goes, who?
Right. And there's this amazing record of hers from, I want to say, like 1970 or so, called Just a Diamond Day.
Yeah.
That the story goes, like, the guy that she met in London that you mentioned, they literally walked with a horse-drawn carriage up to the Hebrides Islands in Scotland, where they... And, like, along the way, like, wrote these beautiful folk songs. And that became that record. And I think whoever, it might have been Columbia, I can't remember who, but they maybe pressed, like, a couple hundred copies. Nobody cared. But now, like, as you were saying, like, 20, 25 years ago, there was this, like, in the U.S. and the U.K., there was this emergent sort of, this fascination with, like, folk music of that time. And musicians kind of picking up where those musicians left off and gave it new life, and it's beautiful music.
I will find that because I think it might be on this computer, and if so, I will call. I will play it for you after the news.
I'll be listening. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thanks, Eric. Call me again.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It. All right. Yeah, speaking of that news, I think it's on as we speak.
Just another diamond day, just a blade of grass, just another bale of hay, and the horses pass. La 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 Just a grain of wheat, just a sack of seed to sow, and the children eat. La 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 la. Just another love to give and a diamond day. La 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 la
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's it. A short, to say the least. Vashti Bunyan, Diamond Day, just another Diamond Day. Actually, it was released in 1970 in the UK on Philips, but not released here. It wasn't later until the kind of resurgence of all the Vashti stuff. So that was Eric, first-time caller, and it's a favorite of his, and happy to play it, and hopefully Fran doesn't get another earworm. Well, we'll see how that goes. Now, what do we have with Gene in Dalton? Welcome back to WGN Radio. Hello, I'm Hello? Here. Yes, there you are, and here I am.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if I was. This is Kimberly's phone, and I'm not used to it. But how are you?
All right, Jean, how are you?
Well, you know, we're getting old and decrepit. You can't say much more than that, right?
Well, they say it beats the...
Yeah. You want to, but you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you and I have all your millions of people that you talk to. You enrich all these lives, and I like the way you talk to the people. You really reach us, and that's so important to our lives. And
you know,
we need more people like you. And you mentioned your friend that you lost last year.
Yeah.
You know, I came from a family of eight, and it's a great void in my life, and I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I lost them all. I'm the last of them, and all their spouses, and now some of their children. But I appreciate that you put Thea on your prayer list. And we're still waiting for the insurance company, it's terrible what they do to us today, to get those infusions for the anemia.
Oh,
because with cancer, you know how that is.
Yes.
And, you know, I lost my husband in 2004 with esophageal cancer, prostate cancer, and it ended up with bone cancer. And in the end, it was anemia. And
I'm
praying. You know, she's not even 20 yet to September. And I pray so much. So I ask for prayers for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. You know, now, is Thea at this point, and the infusions obviously is what she needs, but at this point, is she doing at least some supplementation pills or something that she can try and build up? Yeah. Yeah. And
They've got her on a lot.
Right.
Because she's still bleeding. Yeah.
Well, and it's
and,
not.
You know, with that catheter. You know, that's cumbersome because she's just skin and bones now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, very thin. But, you know, we're hanging in there, you know.
Good.
And I said, like we all have to do, you know, and we have these voids in our life. We have our good times. We have our bad times. And life, you know, has to still go on because I have new life also.
Well, right. That's what I was going to say. You know, Christopher's doing wonderfully well.
Oh, he's a beauty, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I told Elizabeth today. I said, I hope that when I see all my doctors that we can come to some conclusion, you know. They don't like to do too much, you know, when you get past 90. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Oh, so, absolutely.
And that's my problem. But I've lived, you know, I lived a long life, and I've seen and buried and loved and had great memories, you know. So nobody can take that away from me.
You betcha.
And
you betcha.
So, you know, it's just life. But anyway, Raleigh, you know, I want you to know, you know, that you just give so much. I listen to you, and you instill in me, you know, what the future has. There's people like you, you know, because we have so much trauma in this life, you know, and with me coming out of the depression and the wars and everything, it's nice to know you're here in the wee hours of the morning to give hope to a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, Gene, you give hope to a lot of people because, you know, when I hear your voice, I'd swear you were 50, if that. You know, I mean, you're youthful, you're upbeat, you know, and as you well know, that's the thing as we get past, really, when we start getting past our 70s, it's so different one person to another. And, but very few people have, have the get up and go that you still have. You know, for the rest of us, it got up and went. So, you know, you are an inspiration.
Yes, but you know, my oldest brother, you know, we were, you know, spaced, you know, apart.
Uh-huh.
The first five were born all together. They were just stepping stones. And then I came along.
Okay.
And then two more came after that. So you know how it was. And so I learned a lot from the five that were older,
yeah.
You know, because they were from the early 20s.
Right.
And, of course, I was little and watching them go through the war and what their boyfriends were and what the war did.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned a lot. And plus, my mother had that major stroke on the last baby, so I was a baby mama.
Right.
You know, had to take care of the baby because everybody was off to war. So that's where I, you know, it was hard, but I had a little town of Midlothian that cared about me. And they cared, knew what happened, a little town like that. So, like, the pharmacist helped me with my mother's medicine. The people at the post office would help me with money orders and the mail. And everybody and the people at the hardware was like a department store in the old days. And a couple of Mr. and Mrs. Grill, they treated me like a daughter. They watched over me. And I had a wonderful mentor at school, in my grammar school. And I'll never forget her. And she's the one that instilled me to go on and don't think about being sick. Like, all you girls, she said, like to do that little thing. And she says, you don't think about that. And you really don't. You can't. You don't have time for it.
Yeah.
And you can't. You have to keep busy, very busy. And the hard knocks that I had, I could write a book, as my granddaughter tells me. But the thing is, the hard knocks is why I'm talking to you.
Exactly.
If I didn't have all that, I wouldn't be here. So that's how I got through it.
Yes.
And, you know, you just have to put yourself in the position when it's so bad, so bad. My husband had his fingers cut off on my birthday.
Oh, God.
2 months before I was to be married.
Oh.
You know, and they held his fingers for evidence because it was the railroad.
Oh.
So, you know, my big Catholic wedding was all, you know, down for in April,
yeah.
And this was my birthday in July, and here comes September 10th, and here he was in the hospital.
Sure.
And then the darn doctors came to my reception on September 10th of 55. Two doctors show up at the end of the reception to tell us we can't go to New York on our honeymoon because they still had to do all these skin grafts.
Oh,
otherwise,
geez.
The railroad wasn't going to pay for it.
Oh, geez.
No, it was horrible. But you know what? Those hard knocks is what gets us through all these years.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I just now think about it.
Yeah.
Because what if I didn't go through all that?
Right.
I bought a house. You know, my first house, 21 years old, and in Homewood. I wanted Homewood. And I'll tell you, I didn't know the builder bid it for, you know, cosmetic purposes. So we were down on the hill.
Uh-huh.
I was on the front pages again of all the newspapers because we got flooded out with our nice little stove and refrigerator.
Right.
Our bedroom set. And couldn't, you know, just lost it all.
Sure.
You know, but you know, all those things make you stronger because if you don't get through them, you can't survive. So, you know, all I can tell, and I tell the young people, especially last year at the hospital, the young people wanted to know why I'm not all gnarly with skin and I'm talking young and all this business. You know, I said, keep busy and get educated and and have God or whoever you believe in, but have faith because that's very important. If you don't have faith, you can't go on. So that's my little sermon, and I didn't really call you for that. You know, you know, Nancy Sinatra would have been 87 years old this past week.
What do you mean?
And
what do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean would have been? Isn't she still alive?
Yeah, that's right. She is alive. She is in the now, I hope. But, you know, she had hard knocks, too, when she was young. You know, her father took, you know, Tommy Sands away from her.
Oh, yeah. That was quite the soap opera.
Oh,
yes.
It was for a long time.
Remember,
and you know, the thing is, you know, she's been out of the public for so long.
Sure.
And here I read her, you know, her birthday, and I says, maybe you'll play one of her songs because, you know, she was a lovely girl. And, you know, sometimes you have too much and it's no good either. But she's been really in seclusion now, you know. So it would just be nice to dedicate a song to her, you know.
I will play one next, and I've already picked out which one it's going to be.
Oh, okay. I knew you would. And, you know, another thing, you know, my grandson, I had taken him, my husband and I, in the good days, at the Drake Hotel, downtown and here in Chicago. They had a room called the Cape Cod Room, and there was a pianist there that we just liked very much. His name was Buddy Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a song. It was called Mud, Mud, Glorious Mud. Did you ever hear that song?
Vaguely recall it, but...
Oh, it was funny. But we, my grandson, when we would take him downtown, he would just love Buddy to play that. And, I, of course, he's been dead a long time now.
Right.
But I never hear it. I've never heard it since.
Right.
I don't know of anybody that's played it, you know. And if you ever have the time, maybe you can give us a few pointers, you know, how that came about.
Yeah, and, I know that, he did not like working at the Drake. That I know. So I'll tell that story sometime.
That would be nice.
Okay.
He was a good pianist, but he was very conceited.
Well, yeah.
Very much. Oh, you know, one night, some businessmen came in to there, you know, and we were the customers, you know, we're there all the time. So anyway, these men, my granddaughter, who is Elizabeth, she had singing ability, okay? And so we were talking, and we said that she sings well. Well, these businessmen, they said, okay, Buddy, put her up there to sing a song. So Elizabeth did. And when she was finished, they're passing out $20 bills.
Oh, wow.
They're putting it on the piano, okay?
That's great.
So do you know what he did? He kept the $20 bills that the gentleman was putting down.
No. No. Oh, that's horrible.
I'm serious. I know. We couldn't believe it. But we didn't care. But it was rude.
It was beyond rude.
Yeah.
That's unconscionable.
No. Oh, yeah. You know, you're sitting there in the, we were in awe in the first place, you know, and then to do that, and I said, uh-oh. So one of them, if I recall right, let's see, I'm thinking of the moment, he came up to our table and he handed her a $20 bill.
Yeah.
And I thought that was sweet of him. You know, he didn't have to do that. But it was a crazy moment, you know. But he was so conceited, but he was good.
Yeah.
He was very talented.
Yeah.
And I loved his music, and he could play anything. He'd pound out that piano to the hours and then, you know, night, you know, if he had a crowd in there like that. But anyway, that's just a little tidbit on him. But that I got to thinking about Nicholas and liking that song, and I says, I wonder whatever happened. We never heard it before, never heard it. After, it's got to be out there. Only Raleigh would know.
No, I'm afraid I might not. But his stuff is out on CD now, but I don't know if that's on any of it. But I'll look. But in the meantime, I'll get you Nancy Sinatra next.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right.
You take care.
You too.
Your husband, lots of joy left in for your lives.
Good just, to talk to you.
You know, just keep going.
All right.
You're doing so many things for so many people, and we need you.
Thanks, Jean.
Sincerely.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Now you take care.
All right.
Okay,
so
bye-bye for now.
Yes. Right after this, you'll hear Nancy Sinatra. I picked one out that I like, coming up on WGN Radio.
Tomcat, you. Leaving you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, a year after these boots are made for walking. Sounds rather similar, but how does that grab you, darling? And that, of course, is Lee Hazelwood, who more than probably any other person was responsible for her real popularity. You know, she had done a number of things before she got together with Lee, and also Billy Strange did all the arranging on that stuff, and it was just a wonderful collaboration, and produced a number of things, and not that many hits, but a number of things. And you know, later, like Some Velvet Morning, that's requested to this day. So anyway, that's for Gene. How does that grab you, darling? And that's the deal. So, all right, I've got a few moments here, and if Rita in Harwood Heights is still with us, she'll tell me what her requests are. Are you there, Rita?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, what is it you want to hear?
Okay, I wanted to hear a song called Hello Again, and also one that is You Are the Best Thing to Happen to Me.
All right.
And then another one, I'm Walking Behind You.
I don't think these are titles.
I think that was Roberta Flack.
All right, these are not the titles, I don't think, but I'll find them from the lyrics. I'll try. Keep going.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, I know Cindy had called one time, and I can't listen to you overnight, but I just got in the house a little while ago, because I always have to park my car on the other side of the street on Wednesday nights,
mm-hmm.
so I get back into the house late. But, you know, Cindy had wanted an update about my pacemaker.
Oh, well, tell
had,
me. Tell
I've
me
had
about
a lot
it.
Of problems with my okay. pacemaker, okay. and it was inserted. And then when I was in that rehab place, they did exercises they weren't supposed to do, and they tore my rotate, my
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And the forearm.
Right.
So I've been going to a doctor for injections for that, but it's not helping. And then, of course, about on the 22nd of May, I had an accident. Some lady came out from a strip mall at Okito in Lawrence, and she hit me so hard, it threw my car right into Lawrence Avenue. I think she hit me twice. Anyway, it has aggravated my left arm now.
Wow.
And I'm in a lot of pain all the time. Plus, I'm short of breath.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear it.
Yeah, but then, I don't know if Cindy's still listening.
No, she's on hold, so probably so.
Okay, so, but I've been going to Lutheran General for my pacemaker because the people at the local hospital here did not have me monitored at all.
Yeah.
And Lutheran General was able to, they have a team of people,
mm-hmm.
and they called in this one lady, and she gave me a lot of instructions about the pacemakers and got my little box, which nobody had been paying attention to, she got me set up so that Lutheran General will monitor me now.
Okay.
And there are like four different kinds of pacemakers. That was an education for me because I had no idea that there was more than one kind. And there are like four different kinds, and they're made of different materials.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have an MRI. I know the doctors want me to have an MRI of my arm, my spine, but I was holding off because of the pacemaker.
Yeah.
And but now they say that I could have an MRI, but the representative from the company would have to be there at the time and turn it off during the procedure.
Mm.
And then be there to put it back on as soon as I'm done with the MRI.
Mm.
So that's possible. And
okay.
I don't know what questions she had for me other than that, but
well, unfortunately, we are out of time, so I'm not going to get to ask her. But tomorrow night, right after the game, if you'll be listening, and Cindy, I know you're listening because you're on hold, you can answer. And maybe you can call back, and I'll have you talk directly to her.
Okay.
All right. And you're the best thing that ever happened to me is Gladys Knight. I'll definitely play that for you. I'm looking
okay,
through
good.
You. Roberta Flack, I've got I'm Looking Through You and Just When I Needed You, but I don't have the title you want, so I'm still trying to figure out those lyrics. And Hello Again is Neil Diamond, so you're not going to hear it on this show.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you,
all
Riley.
Right. Happy to do it. All right. So apologies to Cindy, who's hanging on there. But tomorrow, right after the game, we will reconvene. But until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do. Talk to you tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.
Pablo's Narco Hippos, plus Scorn to Be Wild, and Gator Fade. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Hippo Calypse Now. Pablo Escobar loved the smell of hippos in the morning, but long after the Colombian coke kingpin's killing, his far-flung fat farm of ferocious flubber blubbers is now a helter-skelter hippo hellscape. 200 of the ton-and-a-half terrors now run amok over the late drug lord's lair, the New York Times report. And now Pablo's crews wonder what you're gonna do. Vets have given up the terrifying task of even trying to neuter the mammoth marauding mudlovers, so officials now say snuff's enough. Clash bridges, spitting on the squaw of the fray. Strife in the fast lane as dirtbag dirt bikers and ATV animals go moto loco back and forth across San Francisco's iconic Bay Bridge. But Frisco Fuzz and fellow forces had intel to help them trap the twerps, shutting the span and forcing all the young fools to flee, abandoning more than 70 supermotos and all-terrains. The dirt demons' demolition derby derailed and dispatched, at least until the next dust-up to quarry. Up to their crass in alligators. Gulag in Gator Gulch. What could possibly go wrong? Now word that alligator Alcatraz costs a freaking fortune to operate. More than a million smackaroos a day, the Times reports. The torrid tent city in the Everglades was supposed to scare immigrants who stuck around. Now Florida and D.C. said to be talking about turning tail and shutting the sun-soaked star-crossed slammer. Whatever happened to all the razzmatazz about alligator Alcatraz and all that jazz? And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.